The next poem is called To Hell With It. And the actual occasion of the poem is not that two friends of mine died, but obviously it was in the back of my mind, if not the front, when I wrote it. And I think that probably after the initial shock, death makes me angrier rather than sadder as an event. To hell with it. Hungry winter this winter, meaningful hints at dismay, to be touched, to see labeled as such. Perspicacious Colette and Vladimirovich meet with sickness and distress. It is because of sunspots on the sun. I clean it off with an old sock and go on. And blonde Gregory dead in fallout on a highway with his Broadway wife, the last of the Lafayettes. How I hate subject matter, melancholy intruding on the vigorous heart, the soul telling itself you haven't suffered enough, Hialo Miel, and all things that don't change, photographs, monuments, memories of Bunny and Gregory and me in costume bowing to each other and the audience like jinxes. Nothing now can be changed as last crying, no tears will dry, and Bunny will never change her writing of the bear, nor Greg bear me any further gift beyond liking my poems, no new poems for him, and a big red railroad handkerchief from the country in his sports car, so like another actor. For sentiment is always intruding on form, the immaculate disgust of the mind, beaten down by pain and the vileness of life's flickering disapproval. Endless torment, pretending to be the rose of acknowledgement, courage, and fruitless absolution, hence the word hip, to be cool, decisive, precise, yes, while the barn door hits you in the face each time you get up, because the wind, seeing you slim and gallant, rises to embrace its darling poet. It thinks I'm mysterious. All diseases are exchangeable. Wind, you'll have a terrible time smothering my clarity, a void behind my eyes, into which existence continues to stuff its wounded limbs, as I make room for them on one after another filthy page of poetry.